So this is Assembly District 26, and if, as you can see, it runs from Incline Village and Crystal Bay all the way down the Mount Rose Corridor.
Jason Guanasso is pointing to a huge wall map in a makeshift campaign room in his law office in South Reno. He's been hitting up every precinct in the district, talking to voters in one of Reno's fastest-growing areas.
Our state, I believe, is going to be fundamentally different 10 years from now than it is now. And the decisions we get to make at the legislature over the next two or three sessions are really going to dictate what that growth looks like.
Besides growth, he says the number one issue he hears about from residents is education. Guanasso, a moderate, supports Governor Brian Sandoval's sweeping education reforms and the commerce tax hike that funded them. But the commerce tax issue has divided Nevada's GOP, which his challenger, Lisa Krasner, has seized on.
My approach has been to look voters in the eye, sometimes tell them things that they don't agree with, like, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative that, you know, considers revenues as well as expenses, and I'm not going to sign, as my opponent has, you know, a taxpayer protection pledge that ties my hands from doing my constitutional duty to balance the budget and fund education.
The stakes are high. Lisa Krasner lost her bid for the same seat in 2014 by just 11 votes and is now touting endorsements by the Nevada GOP, NRA, and other conservative anti-tax groups. Meanwhile, Guanasso has picked up the endorsements of Governor Brian Sandoval, Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchinson, and the Reno Gazette-Journal's editorial board. If elected, Guanasso says he hopes to get past the infighting and continue the conservative reforms enacted by the governor. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.